B-Pod Studios.
Games are only half of it.
Massive loser.
Toucher and Rich.
When you're that short, it's more than okay to be a dick.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak's the worst.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the chat.
Oh! Hey, everybody. It's time for the Bankroll Boys. They are brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island. Now open at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels, the only places in New England you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com. He's one of the hosts of the Over Under podcast. His name is Joe Murray. He's part of the Calhoun crew. And he is one person who states that Sarge can't keep the ladies off him. He's firmly in the corner with Sarge.
I have Sarge's back. So I've known Mike Riley for a very long time.
All right, so
there's
you,
two guys, Sarge, and then there's Mike Riley.
All right, so are you at odds with James Stewart at this point?
Oh, not at all. Oh, Jay Stu, he was very quiet the other night.
That's what I heard.
Huh? Quiet at my end of the table. Yep,
that's what I heard. I heard he was kind of like a silent assassin. He was sitting there running things quietly. He said that he sat at a table and you all followed him there.
I came late. Everybody was already in there. Ted Johnson was the hit.
Yeah. We had Ted in here yesterday.
Apparently, he didn't know that it wasn't a station party.
I tried to do an over-under on how many wings he could actually eat.
Oh, man.
He is like a phenomenon when it comes to eating. That's what I've heard from everybody who was there, was that like it was a marvel to watch him just crush wings. So you like Sarge Riley. You like Mike Riley, right?
I love Mike Riley. I like Sarge.
You like Sarge, too?
I like them both.
Okay.
I go to WrestleMania with these guys every single year. We're going to New York.
Oh, it's protection is what this is.
I have his back, you know?
All right. Very good. All right, so...
So you went 4-0 this week, huh?
Well, by the way,
we've been chatsless for a couple of weeks.
That's what I'm about to ask.
I'm starting to wonder if something happened.
Where's the chats?
He texted me, we've done the podcast, but we've done it through Google Chat, so we've been somewhere else. But I'm wondering if, he had to leave. Or something happened. like he's on the lam or something like that. It's been 4 weeks.
For him? His Bitcoin has finally run out. All right, so he's been gone for 4 weeks for quote-unquote training in San Diego.
Correct.
But he's a loan officer.
Yeah, I have
What's
no
he
clue.
Training for?
I have no clue. I've been asking him. It's been all very quiet. It's like SOS messages on my text. I'm like, all right, man.
His name's Bob Gunderson, and he's living in Minnesota right now under a fake name. Something happened.
He's still giving out picks, though, on his Twitter.
All right.
Well, that is weird, man. Let me know if you find out anything concrete, because this is strange.
It adds a layer of mystery to this whole Bankroll Boy thing. It does.
Yeah, I'm here every week. I'm wondering what he's doing.
the gerbil wheel's starting to spin.
Were you high at the Saugus?
No, there might be some audio, but no. And to be honest with you, if there's a bunch of Chinese food, you know, you're about to eat. Like, I respect Andy Wong too much, but I had a great time.
All right. So,
not until after you eat the Chinese food.
So, yeah. By the way, you are hot on Michigan State. I got to tell you that. I watched the Michigan State-Nebraska game. That was your stone cold lock. And then your stone cold lock today is Michigan State -5 at Iowa.
Right
now, what is it about Michigan State, despite injuries, that has you all over them?
Thursday night special. It's just I look at the best team on the board, and you know a lot of people would probably favor Iowa in this matchup because they're at home. They're a high scoring team. I just that whole Big Ten conference, I don't trust any of them. So I know it could be a stumble in the road. Maybe 5 might be too much, but I like Michigan State again. I watched that game last week. They have one of the best point guards in the country. They hit their free throws. They have a big man. They go inside out. I watched a lot of college basketball this year. They're probably going to be one of the top 5-6 teams in the country.
They're supposed to be a one seed. If you do bracketology right now, they are a one seed. They've surpassed Michigan.
I will tell you, Iowa almost lost to Bryant earlier this season.
Well, they probably weren't very interested.
Well, it's true.
So I take it that was at Iowa.
Yes, it was. Bryant lost by 5. The game was tied with 2 minutes to go.
Oh, for a minute, I thought you lulled them to sleep from your broadcast.
That's not fair. That's not fair at all. So very exciting.
His broadcast only barely left the arena.
Whenever there's a Bryant line, I always tweet at Wallach.
See, there you go.
They don't post them often. But
no.
They cover whenever they're on the board.
A well-educated man right there.
Yeah, well, more of a sickness. But yes, well-educated man.
All right, so the Super Bowl has right now a total of 53 over-under and Patriots. Now, you have them favored by 2, but I've seen some books all the way up to 3. So, I mean, that's as much of a 4-point swing. I mean, because I think when the Patriots first won, I think the original line that was thrown out there was the Rams favored by 1, and now it's all the way in some places to -3 for the Pats. That 53 seems low.
57, sorry.
Oh, okay. It says 53 on here. Okay.
Yeah, that's my fault. No, it says 57.
57. What do you think?
I mean, off the bat, I would say over.
Yeah.
Right? And the last time they had a total this high, it went over. That was with overtime. I'm not even looking at the total of this game. Like, I feel like it's going to be a back-and-forth scheme. Just opening line right away, the Rams should have been favored. I think the reason why they did that was money comes in quick on the Patriots, moves them to 2, will probably go to 2.5. They want more money on the Rams. So if you make the Patriots a public underdog, they're going to get pounded, and the books will get crushed, like absolutely crushed. So, you know, I feel like they got it right with the Rams favored. This reminds me of the Seattle Super Bowl a couple of years ago. I think the Patriots closed as a 1-point dog in that one. Game came down to the final play of the game. So I feel like it's going to be one of those type of games. But what type of Jared Goff do you get in this matchup? I like the Rams like overall in the number. I just can't trust Jared Goff in this situation.
By the way, did you hear that like you can get tickets now for $350 to the Super Bowl?
There's no way. There's no way.
I just read an article about it. And that
for $350?
It was a secondary market seller, and they were saying that the Rams fans don't want to travel and they don't really care.
Now that I get.
And Patriots fans are over it.
See, I read an article that said that it was like $500 less than it was last year, which is still $3,000 a ticket just to get in.
I read that you could get a ticket for $350 to $1,000.
That's a get-in price, though? That's upper deck?
Yeah. They're bad seats, but it's a get-in price.
I want to ask you, Joe, we were talking about this yesterday. Obviously, the line has swung. You know, Patriots were underdogs. How high does the line have to go before the money starts flowing in on the Rams again to knock it down?
Probably 1, 1.5. I'd say that's probably the right number. I think this will be a pick 'em or Patriots -1 before kickoff. That's where I think the line's going to go. They need the Rams money. And I've been thinking about this. Like, as with the whole, 2 weeks off before the Super Bowl, I feel like Sean McVay is really going to come up with some sort of game plan to challenge the Patriots defense. And, you know, to me, that just makes me, you know, again, leaning towards the over a little bit in that case. But I look at it here and it's like a true coach's, like, what are you going to get out of the coaches? Probably one's going to be a little bit more offensive. Belichick's probably already has a scheme. In the end, it's probably going to come down to defense and the quarterback and who makes the most decisions. Brady has made mistakes in the Super Bowls. I know he's been outstanding.
Look at the first half against Atlanta.
There you go.
No, he made mistakes in the AFC Championship.
And he got strip sacked in the Super Bowl. Granted, he looked outstanding in Kansas City last week. He was just outstanding. But, again, it's going to come down to the defense and who doesn't turn the football over. The Patriots, they did everything to lose the game last week and continued to win. But, yes, I did pick Rams, Patriots last week. Had that as the Super Bowl matchup as well. I faded the trend was take the home team. It was a straight fade. It was no true betting analysis or anything. And sometimes that's how you have to ride it in gambling.
What prop bets are you going to be betting on?
So coin toss, number one.
You bet on the coin toss?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have friends of mine that do that too.
This is one of the best things. So the coin toss was tails 4 years in a row. Last year it hit heads. So this is like going to the table and betting on black or red.
Sure.
I love to bet black. That's like my favorite thing to do. I'll just put a coin down.
Like and then Wesley when I, Snipes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But I just feel in this case, it's going to go tails again. And the juice is -105. So if you put $100 up, you're only putting five extra dollars in there.
All right. There's some good ones that are coming out, including how many plays will Tony Romo correctly predict ahead of the play? The over-under is 7.5. That's a lot. You got to take the under on that. I mean, that he correctly calls a play. Because how many did he last week? There's been many an article written about how he was he should be a coach now.
Like five in the final 2 minutes, right?
He hit every third down call last week.
7.5. That seems like a lot. How many times will Ted Rath be mentioned during the broadcast? Ted Rath? Is he the guy who... Is he Sean McVay's handler? The guy who holds him back off the field?
I think Sean McVay's...
Oh, yeah, that's him. That is him. That is him.
Sean McVay's age, I would take the over on.
Okay, yeah. Sean McVay's age is about, under 1.5.
How about how hard the five rocks the people, quantifiably?
Now, what's the over... Like, what do you... Like, you can't quantify that. I mean,
over under on how many people pass out during the Maroon 5's.
Oh, it's a good point. Yeah.
You can bet on the color of the liquid that's poured on the game winning coach. And right now, the favorite in the clubhouse is lime green yellow.
Can bet on Belichick's hoodie color, right?
There is a prop bet that I like, Patriots retirement odds and Gronk plus 600. You got to love that.
$100. It's worth $100.
Yeah, why not do it?
Worth $50, you get $300. So yeah, I would actually dabble on Gronk.
When does he have to announce the retirement? That's the thing.
I just think at any point before he plays an NFL down,
or is it that night?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's that night.
It is that night.
I don't know. See, I bet you if you do it on Bovada, they'd hold the bet until maybe the season started or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, I would have to imagine he retires before he plays a regular season down.
Here's a scary prop bet: what will finish first? The Super Bowl or the government shutdown? And right now, the Super Bowl is minus 300.
Yeah. But you guys might like this one. What will the Super Bowl champions be served at the White House? fast food plus 160 or any other food minus 230.
Will Mark Wahlberg attend the game and leave early? No is favored minus 1,000. Yes, plus 500. Will a non-quarterback throw a touchdown? That's an interesting one. Minus 500 for no, yes for 300.
Well, I'll tell you this. They might bring in Maroon 5 and just line them up. I'm very much looking forward to the halftime show.
Will any quarterback throw for 400 or more yards in the game? This no is minus 380. Is
taking its toll.
I don't know, man.
I bet the I take the juice. See, in all these prop bets, take the juice. I mean, take the better odds.
Sure.
I mean?
Yeah, I like the Gronk retiring one. That's what I like.
All right, you guys are going to Atlanta, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything plans? Like your old stomping grounds, right?
I have plans. Mm-hmm. I have plans every day.
Yep.
And so, you guys will be back, not for the game. You won't be there.
No, we're coming back on Friday. And I don't know whether or not we're doing a big company get-together, but usually at least the shows try to get together and go out for a steak or something like that. And there's a place I'm dying to bring Scott Zolak. I can't wait till he sees
it. I'm going to bet that doesn't happen.
I'm going to bet. I would.
Like everybody.
No, we do it every year.
But it's definitely happening.
Well, every year we all get together.
Zolak
and
was
go out
there
to
last year.
Yep,
we were there together in Phoenix.
Every year we've gone out for like a steak.
Yeah,
but the Claremont Lounge is not the same. It's just I'm not going to go.
I think the place.
That's the place.
The lounge is still the same. Now above it is different, but apparently they've kept it.
How's the neighborhood around it?
Fine. It's all
it's a little bit better now. Yeah.
No, it used to be bad neighborhood, and it was literally a crack den hotel, and then the Claremont Lounge, and now it kind of just exists. To have people go, the Claremont Lounge. Mm-hmm. I will not be attending that.
Well, I would just want to thank you guys. I know you're going to be in Atlanta. It's probably, who knows if you'll have us back, but everything's been great with the podcast, and betting will soon be legal here in every New England state. So,
well, without a doubt.
You guys are a big part
of it. I got to ask you a question, and you've already answered it, but it's the Stone Cold Lock of the Week.
Can you answer it again so we can send this off to the clients?
Yeah, that's right.
Michigan State tonight.
There you go.
But hang on. I'm not asking you. Just ask it. The Stone Cold Lock of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River Casino Hotel, and that's Michigan State minus 5 at Iowa. Correct?
Correct. Lock it up.
I like it. I agree with you. I like that Michigan State team a lot.
You guys have a lean on the Super Bowl, by the way?
I like the Rams in the Super Bowl.
I like the Patriots. I don't trust Jared Goff, and that's all it comes down to.
Bet against Brady at your own peril. It's going to be Brady to win. Well, Brady always wins.
Yeah.
We did last year.
He lost to a backup quarterback last year.
All right. Five of them, which is more than anybody else.
Yep.
I'll take him.
He lost Eli Manning twice.
And he's won five others. Good.
And some of those 15 years ago, 16 years ago.
The Seattle win was 2-3 years ago. I'm fine with it.
The Seattle win took a miracle at the end. Johnny Wallgame getting distracted by his own biases.
I bet on Brady.
You didn't in the AFC Championship game.
I didn't, and I paid the price for it.
Wow.
I look bad by doing that. So I'm going to bet on Brady this time. Patriots win.
All right. Well, listen, find out if Liv Schatz is dead, would you?
I will.
All right. We appreciate that. Are we going to do the Jeff Fisher stuff?
No, I've got something else for us. Something else that you're going to like.
Hutcher and Rich and 98.5 The Sports Hub invite you to the second annual Pucks and Paddles with Patrice Bergeron, presented by Coors Light. Mark your calendar for Thursday afternoon, February 7th at Royale, Boston. General admission tickets are $50 to watch the ping pong tournament. VIP tickets are $200. Bid in the auction to play ping pong against your favorite Bruins players and Sports Hub hosts. It all benefits the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. Pucks and Paddles with Hutcher and Rich and the Bruins. Also brought to you by Clear Path for Veterans New England. Get more info at 98.5thesportshub.com. For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Hutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Hutcher and Rich. Rich, what do we got here?
All right. Well, I guess we have to play this, even though we know that this. We knew that this was coming. I mean,
hot take police.
Hot take police.
It's idiotic. You're a moron.
And you know what? It's coming from a place that, at this point, you just know he's going to say anything to get noticed. But I thought this one was kind of funny, just because when you're backed into the corner and you really got nothing left, you just start yelling random stuff. Rob Parker apparently has a radio show or podcast or something, and he was on with, oh, who's the guy? Who's the dude who is, does all the NBA stuff? LeBron, who misspelled
Broussard.
Memphis.
Broussard.
Yeah, Chris Broussard. He was with Chris Broussard, and they were talking about the Patriots. Now, remember, the Patriots had tweeted out a video that had some of Rob Parker's comments that were on there, especially him saying that, you know, he was going to move to Mexico if they ended up winning the AFC Championship. And so here is Rob Parker responding and not backing down for his opinion on the Patriots.
Basically, they trolled you. They threw shade at Rob Parker. They quoted you saying that, you know, the Chiefs got to do this for all of America. This reign of terror.
Reign of terror.
End. And they quoted you saying you would move to Mexico. So I'm sure they're not happy that you're sitting here in SoCal next to me. And they titled it Sorry to Rain, R-E-I-G-N, on your celebration.
So obviously I got their attention. It tells me something that I hit a nerve. It tells me that, yeah, they do understand that despite everything that they've accomplished, and they've accomplished a lot over the last 19, 20 years, okay?
That's
but they also know that they...
I think that's a goat. Mm. I think that's a goat.
Yeah,
effect.
I would agree.
Chris Broussard, a very intelligent man. Go read up on him. By the way, Felger and Maz had a stat yesterday that I believe is true, that no team, and you got to count the playoffs, that no team with a losing, even if you count the playoffs, no team with a losing record on the road has ever won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I know, I don't know if that worked out, but that is what they said, which would put the Patriots, they would be the first team with a losing record on the road to win the Super Bowl.
19, 20 years, okay?
But they
also know that they haven't earned the respect from everybody because of all the other stuff that's going on in their organization. Belichick got caught. Belichick got fined the highest fine for any coach in the history of the NFL. They lost draft picks. Tom Brady was suspended for 4 games for not cooperating with the NFL's investigation on Deflategate. There was Eric Mangini who came out who said, I know what you guys do on Spygate. Don't do it to me. Josh McDaniels went to Denver. He got fired. Why? He was spying on another team's walkthrough in London. And the owner of the Broncos just was like, no, they got fined by the league and the same exact thing. So people
see
all that.
Go because he sucked.
Yeah, I was going to say that had nothing to do with it. Denver was awful.
I would say that's not the reason.
Yeah,
I would
say took Tebow in the first round.
Yeah, no, that wasn't it.
Drafted Tebow in the first round. Now, he started off 6-0, and remember, he was all peacocking and like screaming and doing everything after they beat the Patriots.
He
and
made,
then it went woo into the toilet.
He made the most elaborate celebration after a regular season win by any coach in the history of the world.
Fred, come on. Did he get carried off the field by his own players because he was asked to? Like,
no, that's Schwartz, who's a huge prick.
Jim Schwartz?
Jim Schwartz is the worst human being on the planet.
That's the worst, Fred. As bad as and as embarrassing it was when Josh McDaniels flipped out after they beat the Patriots, Jim Schwartz asking his players carry him off the field as a, what, defensive coordinator at the time?
Yes, he was a defensive coordinator.
Right, when they beat the Lions was hysterical.
How you could interview that guy and hire him as a head coach is beyond me.
I became a Golden Tate fan for life after that interview he did after that. I was like, dude, what are you doing? It was a regular season game, you tool.
I told you, he was such a prick that I thought he was kidding.
Yeah, I remember that when you interviewed him.
That was Indianapolis. I remember that.
Yeah, that was Indianapolis. And he was such a prick that I was like, and I'm like, you coached the Lions, stupid. You're not better than me. You think you're better than me? You coach the Lions. Dumbass.
So people see all that, and people also know that the Patriots have taken advantage of being in the best situation in the NFL, which is playing in the AFC least, where no other team could put up a fight. So when you pack all that stuff together, there are people who, despite the winning, despite the championships, and despite everything else, still look at the Patriots and not having, they don't embrace them. It's hard to embrace a prickly pine of deceit and deception.
I think you are the one that is fixated on the cheating.
I don't believe in that.
More Super Bowls than any other franchise.
If you came out and found out that there was, it was much deeper.
I
still believe that when it's all said and done and that disgruntled person who wasn't taken care of comes out and writes that book and lays it all out on the table.
No, I do believe that.
When that all happens. And
I've said this for years. Someone's coming out with a book. Someone's in the organization is going to come out with a book. Now, I don't know if it's going to be about cheating.
Wouldn't it be out already?
No.
I don't know. It's after. This is after everyone's done and gone.
Yeah, if you write the book now, it's going to be washed away. It's like everyone who writes about Trump now. There was like some aide of his just came out with a book, and you don't even know about it.
I read an excerpt of that this morning.
Yeah.
It was about Kellyanne Conway, right?
No, and then that Trump would leave meetings and go watch TV in another room.
Oh, yeah. The one I was reading about is Kellyanne Conway and how she was all about herself and really didn't care about Trump.
Oh, yeah, it was the old communications director.
Yeah, right.
But no, I contend that someone's going to write a book about the Patriots, and it's going to be
eventually
very interesting.
They'll find the Dorito dink somewhere and get him to do his thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of crap there. I mean, it's going to be interesting.
Sure. Now, will it take the shine off what the Patriots are doing now? Probably not.
Well, no. Who cares?
So,
well, this guy thinks it will.
I know. I was just going to say, Rob is all in on the answer is yes, it will.
But he is not wrong that there will be a book that, and I've said it for years, that there will be a book that is absolutely fascinating about what was going on there.
Oh, yeah.
But then he thinks that after that book comes out, which, of course, has not been written yet, Tom Brady will be compared to a certain person.
That Tom Brady will be looked at the same light as maybe Lance Armstrong.
So
he'll be Lance Armstrong without the bicycle. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. They said that they would peruse the garbage can and, you know, when people throw out the game notes and all the other stuff that they do when the teams meet at the hotels.
Okay.
I don't know if they have cameras set up. I don't know.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying there's other stuff that I'm sure, because of what they did. New England Patriots, man, my gloves are on too. So I guess they got their gloves on. I delivered a knockout to them.
What?
I wouldn't say a knockout.
A knockdown.
Yes, you did. So Tom Brady, after a book which has not been written comes out, including things that have not been alleged yet.
You're wildly speculating.
He will be known as the Lance Armstrong of football. I do know, however, also that there was a writer for Deadspin who tweeted out, if anybody has any inside information on how Tom Brady truly stays this youthful and healthy, email us at this thing and we'll keep your name anonymous. So they're trying to write this expose that there is shenanigans going on within Tom Brady on why he truly is playing as well as he is. So they're digging. They're openly digging
What's
for information.
Wrong with that?
To openly dig for information, that's a kind of a bad form of journalism.
It's Deadspin. It's a website. I mean, what are you going to hair up your ass for this?
No, you would say that Seth Wickersham's methods,
Larry Flint did it. That's right. Larry Flint did it.
Larry Flint did do it.
Yeah.
I would say Seth Wickersham's method would be a little more like you call your connections. You speak to people. Maybe you find people that you possibly
short of that, you throw and you're looking to make it. Yeah, I think that's what this is.
I have no problem with any of this. It's just people.
You don't have a problem with him saying that Tom Brady is going to be looked upon like Lance Armstrong does when a fictional book that has not been written yet comes out.
You laugh at it and you move on. I mean, a lot of people say a lot of crap about this franchise.
Yeah, what am I supposed to get
you
mad
at? Laugh at 95% of it and
you laugh at it
on.
And you mock it.
I don't think
that's
it's
what
funny.
You do.
Right.
Oh, so you think that's just...
I don't think you'd be looked at Lance Armstrong, but I think that there's going to be a book that comes out and it's going to be really weird.
Okay, well, his whole point was that he will be viewed upon as one of the biggest cheaters, notorious cheaters in all of sports.
I think the Patriots will be looked upon as being cheaters. Yeah, absolutely.
Tom Brady will be looked upon?
Yeah.
Because that's what he's... You think he's going to be compared to Lance Armstrong?
No, but I think he's going to be looked upon as a cheater.
Okay, well, you think that it's going to do anything as far as his reputation getting into the Hall of Fame or the way people think about him as the greatest of all time?
No.
Yeah, but there you go.
But I don't think... I mean, we just played audio that doesn't bother me at all. Does it bother you, Johnny Boy?
No, it doesn't bother me.
I think Rob Parker is a screaming maniac trying to get attention.
Yes.
And That's all this is.
And it's worth mocking because it's ridiculous.
Same with that guy on
None
Fox.
None of this hot takes
works
stuff
with Chris
really
Carter.
Me.
Yeah, I mean.
I got to be honest with you.
Making up fictional books.
No,
it hasn't happened
it's
yet.
It's going to happen.
This is the way media is. There are dozens of guys like this.
You don't think there's going to be a book about the Patriots from someone inside the organization that is interesting?
That is interesting, sure. Because there's been a bunch of stuff like that.
And that has, like, stuff in it that you didn't know.
But that
doesn't paint them in the right...
That has information that makes Tom Brady the level of a cheater as Lance Armstrong.
Fine.
Because that's the book he's saying is going to be written.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. It's going too far. But none of this hot take stuff ever bothers me. It really doesn't. I don't care. I do, because I think he's half right. Tom, go ahead.
Tom. Nice phone.
That's too bad.
The Patriots have tapped your phone.
There it is.
They've busted in.
Weird. I take line one, but I think it's a trick.
Okay.
Because it's just, do you think they'll retire?
Right, I want to take it.
I don't want to take it because I think it's going to be something else. I think it's going to be a sabotage call.
Oh.
Well, let's take it then.
Okay.
I like this.
Jaguar.
Yeah, I was just wondering, do you think after everything Brady's done for the organization, do you think they will retire his number?
No.
Oh, did you guys talk?
No, they're not going to.
That's an interesting question.
No.
No.
I think just, you know, next man up.
Considering
give him a 12.
Especially considering the like paternal love that the Crafts have for him, which is borderlines on insanity.
They might retire it next year before the season starts.
If it kept him around,
yep.
If they kept him around, they'd give him a gold throne to sit on.
Oh, there will be a statue, and that I don't doubt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't doubt for a second there will be a Tom Brady statue.
Yeah. Oh, sure, there is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, you got to have a statue of the Braids.
And right next to it, an Edelman statue.
Edelman builds
with a serving tray.
He's like in, one of the
sniffing
guys
his butt.
Yeah, he's one of the guys in New Orleans that like is the human statue. Yeah, and he just sits next
just
to
won't
him.
Leave.
No. Yes, he just won't
he just spray paints himself silver. So he won't leave.
That's right. Pose next to it.
He'll put bottle caps on his shoes and dance. And then you'll feel sorry for him because he's a kid. That's what happens in New Orleans. It's like the worst. Because you don't want to give them money, but then they're like kids with bottle caps on their shoes.
Yep.
Okay, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Second and goal to go from the two. Allen motions left to right, then reverses direction. Brady under center. A give to Burkett. Runs it left for the win! Touchdown, Patriots! And they're bound for Super Bowl 53!
We're going back, baby! And there ain't nothing you can do about it! America's worst nightmare is back! We're going to our fourth Super Bowl in 5 years! Pack your bags, start our buses, we're coming home, Boston!
All right, 98.5, the Sports Hub, 617-779-0985. Kevin, hello!
Hi, I'd like to ask Fred how he thinks Tom Brady cheated, and then I'd like to rebut to his answer.
You want to do the butt? All right, I'll tell you this, is that I don't think that Tom Brady cheated, the organization did, but what I think will come out about Brady is all the weirdness with Guerrero, and just how weird that whole thing is.
Okay, but you said it'll end up, in your opinion, whatever this random book that you're thinking of is going to come out.
Which will be written.
And by the way, if it's written in a book, it doesn't make it a fact. But so something will be written about Guerrero that makes your opinion Tom Brady's a cheater.
I think that, no, the organization and thereby Brady will look like they've cheated.
In what way?
In Spygate, in Deflategate, and then I just think his relationship with Guerrero is going to be weird.
Well, it's been almost, we have a 4 or 5 year sample size since Deflategate, and
I'm not saying that they're not a good team. I'm saying that they're great team.
I get it. Since the NFL has been strictly regulating the balls, the Patriots have a 75% chance to go to the Super Bowl. So you can pretty much X Deflategate off the list.
I would like to, because I don't want to talk about it right now. But what I will say is that
we can move on to Spygate if you'd like.
But what I will say is, is that there is weirdness in this organization, and
weirdness. All right.
You don't think Brady's weird?
I guess he's weird. You said that some book would come out, some book.
Yes, a book. Yes, a paper from trees with words on it. Yes.
Beethoven was weird.
Yeah, I would like to read a book. You know who is weird is like Greg Allman, and I read his book.
All right, I just wanted to know why he was a cheater, and you gave me no answers. So,
I told you the organization has been accused of cheating and punished for cheating, and thereby...
And you mentioned Deflategate, and I debunked it using statistics. 75% likely to go to the Super Bowl since the NFL started regulating the football.
Fine.
Every other team in the NFL was cheating to create parity in the league. Who knows? Maybe everyone else was cheating, and they deflated the Patriots football.
Okay, well, they weren't punished for it.
Okay, the Patriots were playing worse with the deflated footballs.
Okay.
So Deflategate has been debunked over a 4 year sample.
How has it been debunked? So because they're playing well?
Because you didn't need, it wasn't necessarily the deflated
footballs. I think what Kevin's trying to say is it wouldn't affect his legacy as being the greatest.
I didn't say it would affect his legacy as being the greatest. You just asked me if they'd have a statue of him, and I said he would. I said a book's going to come out. And it's going to talk about the inner workings of the Patriots, and which is going to be weird because Ernie Adams is going to be in it.
Did you see the Ernie Adams article that came out yesterday from Shaughnessy?
I did not.
Awesome. Okay, we got to get
into it.
It's awesome.
And Brady's weird. And if you say he's not, you're out of your mind. And
I never said he's not weird.
Okay, would you not be interested in a book that was that talked about just how weird he was because he's in this cloak of secrecy?
I would love to see the book, but you said the book was going to make him look like a cheater.
I said that the organization is that a book's going to come out about the way the organization did things, and that thereby Brady being on it, I didn't say it's going to tarnish his legacy. I said that it's going to come out, and
it's
then
not going to tarnish his legacy. But you said he was going to look like a cheater. But whatever, the organization.
Yeah, he's going to look like a cheater.
You can look at the statistics and debunk the gates. It's easy to do.
I didn't say they're not a good team. They were punished for 2 cheating instances.
One of them ended up not being cheating because it wasn't helping them. It was
how is it not?
Them.
How does that matter? If I get a penis pump from Sweden and it doesn't work, that's still I used a penis pump.
That's your take. So your take is they were cheating to help the other team. Is your take on Deflategate?
Huh? No, my thing is they deflated the balls.
Okay, and it hurt them.
I'm going to take it.
Statistically.
Great. So I used a fudge deck of cards, and I forgot what card I screwed up. Then I lost the hand.
All right, have a great day. Thank
Someone's saying we need to call this on Fred this morning.
Hot take. Wait, I got to go back to something.
All right. The penis pump?
Yeah, no, I want to get full clarification on the penis pump analogy there.
I kind of lost it, but
so say that kind of went over my...
You pulled a Cedric Maxwell.
Yeah,
I'll explain it.
Please.
So say you use a penis pump, right?
Right.
The people on Twitch can see a very nice hand gesture.
Yes. No, it's a penis pump. You're pumping it. It's like anything else.
Right.
And then after you use the penis pump, everything's fine. And then after that, you're even better in bed.
Okay.
You didn't use the penis pump. Did you still use the penis pump?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
I don't think...
Maybe I should write the book.
I think, all right. I think I have it. All right, good.
Steve, go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Good. Well, you know, I don't know how you say he's weird. First of all, Spygate had nothing to do with him. Okay,
fine, one. Whatever. He's
two,
weird.
Two, he's not weird. He's different.
Oh,
that's the
all right,
comment.
All right, kindergarten
but
teacher.
Anyway, okay, the Flategate still has not been proven. It's a bunch of baloney. You know it was from the start. Maybe they did deflate him. I think I heard a rumor that a lot
I don't
of
want to talk about the Flategate. They got all punished right, for okay, cheating, but that's fine.
The last point, Guerrero, and the last one on Guerrero, okay, Guerrero. Hey, he's doing something that he thinks is going to keep him healthy.
He is a weirdo.
Don't defend Guerrero.
History is being weird. Tom Brady sits in meetings while he rubs his hands.
You can't defend a guy who got in trouble by the government for selling concussion sauce. No, no. The Brady thing, listen, Brady is weird. Are you laughing? I mean, the Guerrero thing, that
does anyone on the planet think? I didn't say he's not smart. He's weird. Howard Hughes put him in bottles and kept them all over the house.
How many 41-year-old
I don't know. Not many.
He dresses like weird. He dresses like Dracula in post-game press conferences.
Let's not
the dude's
do
weird.
Patriots fans, and there are a bunch of them, there are a faction of them, and Steve, you're one of them, have taken personal offense to anybody who says anything, not even disrespectful, but an offhanded comment that might, like, tangentially nick Brady's legacy. This has nothing to do with Brady the player.
Real quick,
talking about Brady the personality.
Steve, that's all this is. Just one thing, Steve.
Greatest of all time.
Oh, yes, right. Congratulations. No one's debating that.
Steve, can you not agree that anybody that would come up to you and said that drinking water makes it so you cannot get a sunburn is weird?
Come on, Steve.
That's it.
That's what?
I don't know, man. All I know is this.
All right, he's weird. Steve, he's weird.
The guy's weird.
The worst.
Doesn't mean he's not the greatest of all time. Dude's weird.
I don't know why you have to even
what? You
say
can separate
that.
The two.
Why are Patriots fans angry about that? Why are those two guys?
It's a vocal 10% of Patriots
I understand
fans.
That, but the worst part about being a Patriots fan is running into this 10% of Patriots fans.
You don't think a book would be interesting that gets into the whole dynamic. Look, hang on a second. Okay. The whole dynamic of the organization. I don't know the Shaughnessy or the Adams thing. I'm curious to hear about it. But the inner workings of the organization and Bill Belichick and just the secrecy and the cloak of secrecy that's over this organization and how the inner workings of it went down.
We got a layer peeled back by Seth Wickersham, and I would like to see more.
Yes, but your point was that when that book came out, it would affect the legacy of Tom Brady. That was your point. And I don't think that's the case. It would be fascinating.
That's
the behind
true.
The scenes look
I think
would be
that's
great.
How all of this started.
Yep.
Yes.
Your point was that would affect his legacy.
It would affect his. Okay, I shouldn't say legacy. It would affect the perception that people have on him. Not his legacy on the football field.
Somebody just tweeted me a photo of Felger with a ball gag and said, it feels like this guy might know how a pump works.
Yep.
That didn't do anything for me, the whole ball gag.
No, the guy you really need to talk to is McCone, the guy who strapped the thing on.
Felger's in too good shape.
Felger looks good. He does.
And he's tan.
And he wouldn't have agreed to it if he wasn't.
He's the Burt Weiss of the stage.
Is that a real tan or a spray tan?
Oh, it's a spray tan.
That's a spray tan.
Absolutely.
How the hell would he have a tan?
I don't know. Did he go out of town recently?
No.
No?
No.
What is he? I mean, he's...
Because that's like August.
He's as waspy as the wasps can possibly be.
A spray tan.
I mean, listen, are any of us tan?
No.
What, do you think he's got darker pigment than us?
No.
All right. Andy, go
that's
ahead.
That's from Wisconsin.
Andy, what's up, man? Andy.
Well done. All right.
Come on, guys. We go to you.
Very quick. Let's take someone who's smart. I don't know how to pronounce your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Brady's embarrassingly weird. I've lived in this city my entire life. I don't care that they cheated. They probably did without being weird. Smiling, he's weird.
Yeah, he's a big weirdo.
Fine.
He's strange.
He's a big weirdo. That's all it is.
And you know what?
And he made a big weirdo documentary about himself.
And, you know, he hangs out with a weirdo doctor during weirdo sessions.
And he's got that weirdo stupid comic that he put out
on the TV 12 times. Yes, the whole thing is weird.
That was strange.
Do you think he's even, like, human anymore?
Alligator with a mustache is weird. It's like, just the whole thing.
He's a robot. Like, he's had
no, he's just,
money.
Like, so insulated that he's just so... He calls everyone baby, like
yeah,
a maniac.
Yeah, no, and he's the best quarterback who ever lived. That's all
I don't
it
think
is.
The two have to be musically exclusive.
John, stop saying that. Everyone knows he's the best.
No, like, what I'm saying is he just happens to be that way. That's a part of
him. Well, no
he's
one
a
would
weird
be
guy who happens
listen,
to be awesome.
If it was
in his
Trent
sport.
Dilfer, no one would care.
Right. Exactly.
The fact that it's Tom Brady, people care.
Yes.
I like the idea that he's not weird. What, then who are you friends with? If you knew Brady and he was having some guy massage him 24 hours a day, you would go, what the hell's wrong with you? Well, he plays really well because of it. I don't know if that's why he plays well, and I don't know if it's worth playing well to have that guy's hands all over you all the time.
And those are violent. I mean, those are like really, really violent
shots. He travels around with a guy that rubs his hands during meetings.
There it is.
He's got this Edelman character that's all over him.
Look at that, full phone lines.
Well,
somebody said, I'm a male and I'm in love. He said, I'm a straight male and I'm in love with Brady, but he's the freaking weirdo.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
There it is.
I mean, all I said is that a book will come out, it will show the inner workings, and it will, and then maybe even more than, I should have put a disclaimer on it, maybe more than the cheating, that Brady will be looked upon a little differently because just the scope of his weirdness.
Yes.
Would come out.
That's correct.
Right.
It should just be a picture book of all the strange stuff that he's worn to these galas.
Or the way he dances or goes down water slides.
The thing with the Dracula, you know, collar he wore at one press conference. It's just strange.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.